Clarity and certainty is what we're all looking for right now. But the progress of the virus this week will determine what happens in December. Dr. Mary Favier is in our Cork studio. She is the COVID lead for the Irish College of General Practitioners and an EFET member. Welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Mary, the lower the case numbers are in the coming days, the more options there will be there for government to open society up. What are you seeing in your own practice, and why do you think that the figures nationwide are staying so stubbornly in the 300 to 400 a day?
The numbers have come down a lot, and that's very welcome. And as general practitioners and all frontline healthcare workers can really feel that, we can see that it's a much easier place to work in the health service with the lower numbers, but they have plateaued. And that is a concern. Now, we're doing very well as vis-a-vis Europe, and we need to keep that in mind. But the smallest uptick in numbers it will be a cause for concern, because we're going into the holiday season where people inevitably will be seeing their families and seeing more people. And then into January, which is the most difficult time for the health service, and when we have the most strains on it, and it's at its busiest. So it's a time when we need to really pay attention. We have a week or two to make a difference. And the difference is that if we, at the moment, the public health contact tracing shows that we have 3 to 4 close contacts. But if we increase that number, for instance, to as few as 8, we will potentially increase the replication rate of this virus such that we'll be on the increase again. And if we took it to as many as 12, we'd be back exactly where we started. So they're the challenges that face us and how we do that.
And based on the numbers, it is difficult to see NEFET recommending later this week much relaxation. And I know you don't speak for NEFET, but you are on it. And as a GP, how would you feel about more economic activity in 9 or 10 days from now?
Well, NEFET gives advice to the government, but it is the government who makes the decisions. And the most important piece of advice any of us can take is that whatever NEFET advises or the government decides is all going to come down to what actually our individual actions are. We need to think about how we're going to manage this holiday period in terms of who we see, the number of people we see, and how we undertake those interactions. And inevitably, there will be more. The difficulty, as GPs, we give health advice all the time. And so an analogy is around, ideally you wouldn't smoke, but if you do smoke, we say, it replicates with visiting and seeing people, is, don't smoke 2 cigarettes in a row if one is enough. Don't smoke just because other people are smoking. Ideally smoke outside. There's a lot of potential advice that people need to start to think about their own individual situations, because it will always come down to that.
So what are you saying to patients? Maybe reduce the numbers that they'll have to their house if that is allowed?
Well, yes, we're saying keep up what we're doing at the moment, which is no home visits. Keep it up for as long as you can through the holiday season. Really think twice about what you're trying to see. And we know the challenges in an area where I work, where people, there's a significant unemployment related to the PUP payments and businesses being closed. And then the other group of patients I have are those who are out in the front line, who are the bus drivers and the security and the porters in hospitals doing their work. They would just ask, keep doing it, because it'll keep us all safer, less people. And then if you are visiting, for instance, maybe go as far as the front door and hand over a gift wearing a mask. But if you are going into the kitchen, 6 feet of distance, wearing a mask, less than 15 minutes, washing your hands, all just giving thought to that type of thing. And always saying to people, one of the most important things we do as general practitioners when we give advice is to instill hope. And we are hopefully, we like to think with the arrival of vaccination, entering the last phase of this COVID pandemic. And it's to try and maintain our vigilance, to try and see us into the late spring when we may have a vaccination program and there's a lot of caveats to that. And so what do you want to achieve in that period of time, and make your decisions around that?
Okay, and we'll talk about the vaccine in a minute. In your own practice, though, you are seeing quite a lot of mental stress and anxiety around the pandemic, particularly, you say, among 2 groups of people. Can you tell us who they are and what they're telling you?
General practitioners see a lot of mental health issues, and it amounts to sometimes a third of our consultations. And there's 2 particular groups that GPs are really noticing are having difficulty. It's the young people. And if you think about it, that makes sense. They have lost the most in this pandemic, whether it's employment, whether it's education, whether it's their social interactions at an incredibly formative time in their lives. And so they are very vulnerable. They present with a lot of mental health issues. And unfortunately, we have very under resource psychology services, and this pandemic may well be over before they get access to, for instance, psychology support. The other group we see are the older people, those who are cocooning, who have really almost been paralysed with anxiety around this. And it's to really say to them, you still need to go out, you still need to take a walk, do it safely. And to people who think they may be doing, the right thing by not visiting, not having interactions with older groups, it's to say, try and find a way to reach out, even if it is through the window. They're the groups we're concerned about.
Now, we did have that good vaccine news over the past couple of weeks. How do your patients feel about taking what is a very new vaccine and untested?
It's been a very interesting experience for us as general practitioners, because we spend quite a bit of time cajoling and encouraging and explaining to our patients why they should undertake vaccination, which is probably the preeminent health measure any of us can do. However, in this case, a lot of GPs are reporting that patients are enthusiastic. They're saying, this will make a difference. This will protect me. It will protect my family. It'll protect my business. It'll protect my job. It'll protect our social structures. It'll protect how we live. And obviously, there'll need to be a lot of work done around side effects and how it's rolled out. But I think there'll be a lot of genuine understanding by the population that this could take us back and we could live a normal life again. So with caveats, a generally enthusiastic response.
Okay, Dr. Mary Favier from Cork, thank you very much for joining us.